This is St. Louis Public Radio. Advances in medical care are allowing people to live longer with more complex conditions. But Missouri's network of nursing homes that take care of patients discharged from the hospital say they can't afford to meet their needs. The result is often a long, costly stay in the hospital while patients search for a facility that will take them. St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin reports.
There are 21 Missourians who are covered by the state's Medicaid program, live in a nursing home, and need to use a ventilator to breathe. But every single one of them lives out of state. Amy Weimeyer, the executive director of the disability rights nonprofit Paraquad, says Missouri nursing homes are rejecting these patients, saying their conditions are too complex.
There are lots of skilled nursing facilities, but they can make their own decisions on who they admit and who they don't admit. And although it doesn't affect thousands of people, the people that it affects substantially.
People like Tara Hegger, a 32-year-old former kindergarten teacher from St. Louis County. She has a rare genetic condition called von Hippel-Lindau disease, which causes tumors to grow throughout her body. An operation 2 years ago left her paralyzed from the neck down, unable to breathe without a ventilator. For the past 3 months, Hegger has lived in the intensive care unit at Mercy Hospital. Her cousin, Lisa Pepper, says they haven't found a nursing home in Missouri that will take her.
It's just frightening. It's surreal. You just kind of can't believe that these are our only options. I mean, I feel like that's why we're still here now. We're waiting for, the real answer.
Back in August, Mercy officials left a letter next to Hegger's bed. Medicare would no longer pay $1,700 for every day that she spends in the ICU. She would have to find a long-term care facility that accepts her other insurance, Medicaid.
That was pretty rough. The social worker came to me and basically told me that I had to leave.
Here's why that happens, at least according to the trade group that represents nursing homes. Missouri Healthcare Association spokesperson Harvey Tettelbaum says facilities in Missouri can't afford to care for ventilator patients with the reimbursement they receive under the state's Medicaid program.
So you have to have your staff specifically trained to take care of ventilator patients who have needs. You have to have the equipment available to take care of these folks.
Missouri's Medicaid program pays nursing homes a little over $300 a day for patients who use a ventilator. In Iowa, the rate is more than twice that. Illinois is closer to Missouri, about $375 a day.
There's tremendous disparity in what state Medicaid programs pay for and how much they pay for.
Missouri's Department of Social Services did not make the director of the Medicaid program available for comment. What this means is that patients like Tara Hegger end up living far away from home.
I would give anything to get home and be close to my family and friends, have more freedom, and be able to have my own wheelchair. And
her cousin Lisa sits nearby, wearing the paper gown required in an ICU. Right now, they have two options, taking care of Hegger at home, which she says they can't afford, or a nursing home 4 hours away in Kansas.
We want better options. We want Tara to feel safe. I mean, ideally, she'll get some of the rehab that she is, fit to have.
The ironic part is that Missouri's Medicaid program still pays those higher costs to out-of-state providers when they take in patients from Missouri. But raising the reimbursement rate for in-state providers would likely require action in the statehouse. I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.